The Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. the preferred knives of those who go into harm's way. Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Waiting on Dimitri. There's a little miscommunication. I think he'll be calling in shortly. As we wait on him to call in, and this is for an announcement of something he's got. They're just starting at Ares Armor because he is about to approach the ATF and make a demand of them. I'm going to let him tell it. I'm not going to tell it. So anyway, joining us from either Oceanside or National City, California, I don't know where he is just exactly right now, but joining us again, the CEO and owner of Ares Armor. We're joined again by Dimitri Karas. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now you are a wascally rabbit when it comes to messing with the ATF, aren't you?
I don't know about all that. I'd definitely prefer if there was absolutely nothing going on and they completely left me alone and I could go about my day all by myself. But if I'm provoked, I would say that I'm not exactly gonna lay around and just let them do whatever they want.
Well, they invaded your store. Based upon a specious argument, lying to a judge and everything else. You were ready to comply with their wishes and give them the merchandise they wanted, but they wanted more. They wanted your customer list. But despite all of that, despite them taking those things from you, now you have just put out you've got a new product coming out. You've never had, you don't need a new lease on life because you've got that kind of attitude that I just love. But you've got a new product coming out that indicates exactly how you feel about those wascally boys at the ATF. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So the product that caused a lot of this in the first place was the polymer lower that we used to sell. The old one that we did had indexing marks. We just brought in a new one that's been up and online for sale for about 2 days. We've got them in both of our retail shops. This is one of those situations that the ATF has precedents that they've set down through their stuff, and this not only goes along with the gun control of 1968, but it goes along with even their arbitrarily and capriciously moved goalpost that they've recently tried to set up. So we're expecting that they should have no problem with this, but we also expected that they would have no problem with the old product either, because it applied was in line with every previous determination that they had done. At this point, though, it's one of those things where the situation is like, come on. Like, if you're going to have a problem with this, just get it over with at some point in time here. Like, come on down and actually, like, do something with your life, you know? Like, if you, instead of just sitting back there throwing letters around and doing all this other stuff, actually come down and have a conversation or come down and actually do something about it. Like, and I highly doubt that they're going to. I highly doubt it. I mean, we're going on almost the raid that they did against us was in March. And, they tell a judge that I'm in possession of 6,000 unserialized, unregistered firearms, and I'm selling all 6,000 of these unserialized, unregistered firearms to the, to whoever it is that I'm selling them to. Yet they come by and they quote unquote catch me with the, you know, with what they claim was firearms, yet they don't arrest me. If I was really in possession of 6,000 unserialized firearms and was selling them, you would think that would be something that they'd want to press a charge over. But yet they sit back and do nothing.
Now, the new one that you've got coming out, with the exception of it, it looks like it's all one color. So the difference between the one that you've got coming out and the 5,000 EP armory polymer lowers you had, is it just purely going to be cosmetic?
Essentially, yes. You still have the same general concept behind the product, which is an 80% polymer receiver for an AR-15. This one is missing the indexing marks. The indexing marks on the previous product that we were doing, it's pretty much just a guide that was built into the product that would show somebody where to drill. The ATF has essentially tried to say that indexing marks make a AR-15 80% lower into a firearm. And let me just give you the kind of ridiculousness of this argument. If you are sitting at home and you buy a metal polymer 80% receiver, according to the ATF's newly moved goalposts, which, by the way, they don't have the power to create laws. Their newly moved goalposts is a joke, and they've already lost this argument in court. So, but anyway, according to their newly moved goalposts, you could take a Sharpie, draw three dots on the side of it, and now it's a firearm. Even though it's the exact same thing, it's just you drew three dots on the side of it with a Sharpie. And so that's kind of the silliness that we have to deal with this particular organization. And I've said this several times. I mean, they've gone so far as to deem that a 14-inch long piece of shoestring is a machine gun. And, I mean, what are they going to do, go around and start reading Nike?
Along with the polymer that you have now, that you're about to sell now, you also, part and parcel of the kit, is the jig that goes along with it.
Yes. Yeah, the product that we have right now, it comes, it's $90 if you're buying one of them. It's a polymer, you know, AR-15 receiver comes with a jig, and not only that, it also comes with all the drill bit that you need to complete it as well.
Now, is the beauty of the polymer receiver, is the beauty of that that you don't need quite as heavy-duty a tool set to carve that out the way it's supposed to be carved out to make it functional?
That is one of the huge advantages to working with the polymer receiver, is that the actual the cutting of the receiver is a lot easier. And if it's your first build, it's definitely a good place to practice on. You know, with the aluminum ones, it's a much tougher material that you're going through. Obviously, if you're going through polymer, it's much easier to get through it with actual drills and everything like that. And so, yeah, it's a lot easier for the beginners to do. And even for the guys who have more experience in doing this kind of a thing, it's also, it's cool. I mean, polymer is it's the wave of the future. Almost all the, you know, advancements that we're doing, you're seeing a lot of different, especially in the firearm industry, you'll see a lot of different products starting to be transferred from metal into the polymer because, you know, we've gotten far enough with the science in that to make these things more durable, to make them more reliable, to make them last longer. It's like George Carlin said, you know, the people are going away. Plastic's still going to be here. It's going to be the earth plus plastic one day. That's it, you know.
From your experience, have you ever built a gun with a polymer lower? How do they stand up?
I have, yes. And I'll admit this. The first one that I built, you know, I actually completely messed up because I drilled too far back. So I had to put a bunch of Bondo on it to get it working. Excuse me, JB Weld is what I used to do it. But I got it working in probably about 2 hours after I caked JB Weld all over the side of it. And I got it working into a fully functional firearm, and that thing had about 8,000 rounds before I chose to destroy it. And one of the reasons I chose to destroy that particular one, and I actually got rid of almost every firearm that I own, so that way when the ATF does come by to arrest me, if they decide to put a couple holes inside of me, it's frankly incredibly obvious that I'm unarmed, and I'm making sure that everyone around me knows that I'm unarmed right now, just in case they try and say something squirrely if they come by.
Now, I think it has to, you and I were, Larry Pratt was the guest host on the Steve Dace show last night. Mm-hmm. You and I were his guests. And at one point you said something that I, if you can repeat it verbatim, when we get back from the break, and if you can't repeat it verbatim, coming close is going to be good enough. But you hang on. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for this. You're going to like this because you're going to hear from somebody else besides me for a change. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm afraid I can. I'm afraid of Americans.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All my friends know the low rider.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
The low rider.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Saw this story out there about this gun shop in California that was being persecuted by a city because of a sign. And that intrigued me because they couldn't have cared less. I like that. So I got in touch with them and segue to today. And I'm now on almost a semi-regular basis. I get to talk to this young fellow. Joined again from Ares Armor by CEO Dimitri Karas. Before you make that statement, with your new polymer lower, you have a little statement there that is directed at the ATF. Can you repeat that?
And I don't have my computer directly in front of me. But
you know what? I'll go find it. I'll go find it. But here's what I would like for you to do. Last night when we were Larry Pratt's guests, at one point you grabbed the ball and you ran with it. Tell everybody out there how you feel about America today.
Well, I can tell you this. One of the biggest things that's going on in this country right now, and it's not just me that's saying this. It's not just me that feels disenfranchised with our government and with what's happening in this country. The veteran community, those who actually fought and paid a price for freedom and watched their friends die and lived in the sand in faraway lands for this place, we come back and we have the acute realization that our government, not only it's actually worse than not caring about its veterans, they actually view us as a threat to them. You know, and you come back and you realize that you have less personal freedoms and civil liberties than the Iraqis did. And you become extraordinarily disenfranchised with the entire system and what's going on. And it's enough. Enough is enough. And it's time that the federal government understands that the people of this country are sick of it. They're tired of it, and they're not going to take it anymore. And for the people out there, it's okay to tell them no. What is the worst that they're going to do to you? Is the worst they're going to do to you throw you in jail? Well, you're already living as a slave. That really isn't that bad. You know, what's the difference? Instead of being a slave walking around out on the street, you're a slave in a cage. You're still a slave either way. So it's okay to tell them no. In fact, they need to hear those words no over and over and over again. And there's absolutely nothing. Once you lose your fear of them, there's nothing that they can do to you. Nothing. And that's the idea behind everything that I'm trying to do out here is to help people understand that there's nothing to fear from them. Absolutely nothing to fear from them. And this is a lesson that they need to be taught repetitively. And this country, we have all these ideas in this country, and we reinforce them. You know, these ideas, the word freedom itself has become almost a cliche used by politicians to further a political agenda of actually, you know, further enslaving the American public. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. Both sides are guilty of this. I mean, we can thank the Republican Party for wonderful things like the Patriot Act, you know, and then our savior Obama comes in and helps us out with a bunch of other stuff like the NDAA and, you know, this health care reform crap that they're shoving down everyone's throat. I mean, this... To say that this country is, you know, the land of the free is a joke at this point in time. It's an absolute joke. We're the furthest thing from the land of the free that there is. And especially from people who actually went out and they fought and they risked their life and they watched their friends die. When you really think about that, it's a really tough pill to swallow. It's a really tough pill to swallow to actually sit back and admit that, hey, you know what? We actually are the evil empire in this case. We're not the good guys right now. And this country is ready for a change. We saw it out at the Bundy Ranch. We saw, you know, even with what happened with us a few months ago, I guarantee you they've never raided anybody before and then had the target of their raid laugh in their face and just point at them and turn them into the biggest joke on the planet. I mean, we've got a cardboard cutout in our store right now, and we're protected underneath the First Amendment by for doing this, by the way, but we made a cardboard cutout of one of their agents. And we don't know the guy's name, so we aptly named him Agent Richard Cranium. And he stands in there at all times protecting and serving our freedom. So the lesson in that, if you're a federal agent listening to this, don't be a jerk and you won't be turned into a cardboard cutout made into the laughing stock of the country.
Yeah, you've been posing with Richard, haven't you?
Absolutely. We have him set up there. Anyone that comes by can take a picture with him. We're not using him for any marketing purposes at all. He's only being used to raise awareness about the political issue that is going on with our company. And so we are protected underneath the First Amendment, even in the People's Republic of California, because it's not being used for marketing. We are protected underneath the First Amendment by doing that.
Have you always been this activist since you've been in business, or is this largely a result of just the pushback that has come from against your business?
Absolutely. I've always had my own opinions about how things should run, and I've always had my own, thoughts and ideas, and I've been slowly getting more and more disenfranchised with the system as we go. But to be honest with you, Bill, I just wanted to be left alone, and I wanted to run my business, like, just in peace. That's all I wanted. And apparently, being left alone in this country is is not something that you can request. Even if you have a restraining order against them, they don't really even seem to worry about that too much.
Well, just to further emphasize this point, the new polymer lower, when you look at it, it's you can find it at ariesarmor.com/store/item/polymer-80-black. And the pictures and everything are outstanding of it. You get to see everything that you're going to get. And right down below it, after it says Made in America, is a statement primarily intended for the ATF. And it states, notice to BATFE goons and jackbooted thugs, this product is not only complies with the GCA of 1968, but also complies with your arbitrarily and capriciously moved goalpost and your unlawful attempts to create law. It is solid core and has no indexing marks. I do not bite my thumb at you, sir. I do not bite my thumb at you.
I do bite my thumb at you. Yeah, that's a...
I do bite my thumb at you. I was putting words in there. What am I doing?
Yeah, and I that was a little literary reference in there for my freaking friends over at the ATF. I'm very curious to see how many of them have the brain capacity to actually even understand what that phrase means.
So you definitely are not going quietly into the good night, are you?
Say that again, Bill.
You're definitely not going to go quiet into this good night.
Absolutely not. And that's one of the things. And let me tell you, one of the things that actually made me make the decision that being quiet is absolutely not going to happen. During the raid, one of the ATF agents actually told me that, one of the biggest reasons for the raid was because I publicly embarrassed them by getting a restraining order against them. And two, this is directly from one of their agents. He said that he was almost afraid to talk to me because he knew that I was going to go to the media with whatever he said. And if you really think about that, to have an ATF agent come up to you while he's raiding you and tell you that he's afraid of you because you've got a big mouth with the media, that is a powerful thing right there. That is incredibly powerful. And these people need to understand that whatever they do, it's going to be public. They're not going to be able to hide in their little shadows. They're not going to be able to sweep things under the rug. Whatever that comes out of their mouth, whatever they do, is going to be out there for everyone to see.
Hang on for me, Dimitri. We're going into another break. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One thing I want to point out about my guest, Demetri Karras from Ares Arms, with everything that he sells, now he's not a gun dealer, which is not to say that you can't build a gun out of what he says, but with everything that he does sell, especially with his new AR-15 polymer 80% receiver kit, there's also instructions available as to how to do it with the tools that come along with it, with the jig that makes it easier, and it all complies with the goons and jackbooted thugs and the move back goalpost. So you have nothing to fear. And if you want to support Ares Armor, go buy one of those. You're not looking for any handouts, are you?
Absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, when the raid first happened, we actually did have quite a few people that were calling in and wanted to just, send in checks and stuff like that. And that was the biggest thing that I always ask is if you want to support us, don't just send in a check. Don't, do anything like that. We want to earn every single penny that we get for this. And so that's one of the biggest things. It's kind of hard to sit back and preach about self-reliance, preach about, responsibility and these other things, and then ask for people to just give you something for free. We're not looking for anything for free at all. If you want to support our cause, the best way to do so is to purchase equipment from us.
Some of the things that you can find there, you really can't build the gun there. I got a Kronos pistol upper, and I built an AR-15 pistol. And I'm going to be doing a video review on that. But, I mean, and you can really, you can run the gamut. I mean, you can build an AR-15 by getting all of your stuff from Ares Armor for as little as $500 to the sky's the limit, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you can, and that also just depends on, you know, the quality of parts that you're looking for and which, what you're actually trying to do with your build.
The Kronos is a superior upper. I mean, that is just the, and it comes complete. The only thing you don't, when you're buying either the Harp or the Kronos, and they also have a AR-15 Harp upper and 300 blackout, they have a Harp in 7.62x39. You're getting a very high-quality piece. Are they on sale right now?
The standard Harpy is actually on sale, and we actually just released a new version of it, which is a little bit dumbed down. That actually, that upper is underneath $500 even right now. The original Harpy, which comes with the Melanite barrel and the nickel boron bolt carrier group, even that one is still only in the, I believe it's $650 right now.
Right.
And then the dumbed down version is 595, I believe, off the top of my head.
So it's Harpy, Harpy Junior.
Excuse me,
Harpy Junior, yeah. 223 Wild Upper 16-inch, $496.95. You say 42%. They have 171 in stock. So, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. The Harpy Complete Upper. Is it the same quality as the Kronos?
The original Harpy Complete, the Harpy upper, is the exact same quality as the Kronos. It's a melanite barrel. It's got our FNA compensator on it. Again, the nickel boron bolt carrier group, the free float, handguard systems that actually, you can move the rail attachments without having to pull them out and deal with, you know, reaching your hand back in there with an Allen key. So those things slide back and forth with a great amount of ease. And it's a really cool piece that we came out with. We actually, when we first released it a couple months ago, it's almost 2,000 of them sold in the first couple weeks.
The thing about Ares Armor that I like, somebody can show up there that's just getting into guns, and at one spot you can get everything you could possibly want to train tactically. You can build the gun. And we haven't talked that much about it, but I've got to talk about it because I've got one that I'm running right now. He makes a plate carrier called the Derma, which fits you like a second skin. It's got Cobra buckle releases. The sides of it are going to breathe because the sides are just bungee cords. And yet you can, I managed to molly in securely on the left side of my Derma a Dark Angel medical kit.
Absolutely, and it was specifically made so that you could still use those bungees as molly attachment points. And the other thing we did for that particular carrier is we directly worked with Austria Alphine, which is the manufacturer of the Cobra buckle, mm-hmm. to make a custom attachment system for us so that we could actually get that system perfect. And on top of it, too, this carrier has something else that doesn't get a whole lot of attention to it, which is it's about a 6-inch release system underneath the side of it.
Right.
So normally for a releasable carrier, you've got to pull a wire that goes all the way through the carrier, and you're looking at almost pulling out, 2 feet of wire before the plate carrier actually releases. And we set this up so that you literally, when you remove that tab and yank down on it, you've only got 6 inches to go, and it releases the entire side of the carrier for you.
And it's on both sides.
Yes, yes. And it's one of those situations, if you're drowning in the water, you don't really have a lot of time to be messing around with a cable. So it's a very simple system. You reach down, you can grab it one-handed, and off that carrier with an incredible amount of ease.
Now, one thing that I really like that you guys make, which I've never, if anybody else is making it, I'm not aware of it, but I'd seen this before, maybe on Military Moron or something, and then I forgot who made it, and then Viola, you appear. Dimitri has a series of backpacks that are compartmentalized and very, 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 very superior to a lot of backpacks out there. But one thing that it has that I really like is on top, with almost easy access, I guess a limber fella that could actually do it without taking off the backpack, you have a 6-magazine carrier built into the backpack to address that reconstitution of your combat load if you're wearing the backpack.
Absolutely. And that's the Combat 12 pack, the Combat 12 medical pack, and the newer version. We did a three-day version of it as well. And specifically what those are up there for is towards the tail end of the war, especially in Afghanistan, the firefights were taking a lot more time than they were in Iraq. So the average engagement, you know, would be 5-6 hours over in Afghanistan just because you're dealing with longer ranges and there was a lot of back and forth. It was more difficult to get support into areas. And so a lot of the firefights that were happening at that time, you know, you'd be expending a lot more ammunition through it. So people have to carry a lot more ammo. And so fighting off of your buddy's back is one of the things that we were actually doing out there. And it makes it really easy to, you know, pull the ammo when it's actually sitting right there on top. And it's just like a magazine pouch. It's actually pushed to the back of it. Also with these packs, there's a unique system of attachment. So the straps can actually be removed and the pack can be converted to clip directly into the play carrier. And what that allows you to do is if you need to get to that ammo yourself, it's a very easy two-clip set up, and then you're literally swinging your shoulder and the pack comes right around in front of you to where you can actually access it yourself as well.
Yeah, I have seen that. That's where you're unclipping on one side, high, low, and you just sort of twist, and there it is.
Absolutely. Same thing for getting in and out of vehicles or doing anything else. It makes it very easy to move about.
Those backpacks, the innovation that you have and some of the, yours, what I like about your stuff is it's not a, you know, like if you look at the Shellback, if you look at the Banshee plate carrier, everybody makes something that looks like the Banshee plate carrier. Yours look nothing like anything, and you're still at a very good price point, and you're going to fight them till the very. What, you know, we're coming up on the last break. We haven't talked very much about National City lately. I guess that's sort of shrunk into the background. I want to talk to you about National City before I let you go. AriesArmor.com. Very shortly, Aries Armor and Gun Owners of America is going to do a very unique, I don't know if it's been decided if it's going to be a giveaway or a raffle yet, but it's going to be, you're going to end up where all you need is a buttstock and you're going to have a complete rifle of very high end components. You will have to drill out the lower, though. So, but once you've got that done, is the pistol parts kit, the fire control kit going to come with that?
Absolutely. The buttstock's actually going to come with that as well.
Oh, well, then you won't need nothing. The fire control kit works very well, and it is unlike any other fire control kit out there in that it actually comes with one of those big curved trigger guards. So if you like to wear gloves, you're going to have plenty of room in the trigger housing to get to it, and I've got an AR-15 pistol that has that fire control kit in it, and it has that Kronos upper in it. I've got to do a video on that. I've got a lot of Aries Armor videos coming. We'll be right back one last time. We're going to hand it back to RBN on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Not too long ago, Ares Armor came up on the National View because they were raided by the ATF. But long before that happened, they were being persecuted because of a sign. And that's what attracted me to them in the first place, because a lot of businesses would get out there and say, oh, you don't like my sign? Well, I'll just take it on down. No, rather than doing that, they just made the colors more bold. I'm talking about in National City, the National City persecution, where they have tried to do everything they can about the Ares Armor outlet there. What is going on with that? That has sort of shrunk back into the background as far as on the in the view screen anyway.
Exactly what's going on now, that one, Bill. Pretty essentially what happened is they said, hey, you've got this much time to remove your sign. We went and appealed it. They said, no, you still have to remove your sign. And so we said no. And we're 2 months past their deadline, and we have yet to hear anything from them yet. So we'll see what happens on that front. But literally, we're telling them, no, they can go screw themselves.
Now, I guess if they take a page out of the ATF handbook, they may show up on a day when you guys aren't there and just chainsaw it down or something. I mean, they are that vehement about that, aren't they? I mean, that is really a big issue with them. I'm sure there's other things going on in National City, California, but this is a big deal.
I highly doubt they're going to chainsaw it. It's a pretty large metallic structure that's on top of our building, and so if they tried to take it down without our permission, they would actually probably destroy the entire building in the process. And they've been put on notice that we are not taking the sign down anyway. So essentially, there's not much that they can do about it. They can write us nasty letters if they want, but other than that, it kind of comes down to this. If they want to enforce their little law that they made, which is completely, absolutely unconstitutional as they're trying to deprive property without any sort of compensation, they're trying to literally enforce laws ex post facto. And it's just not going to work. If they want to come out there and try and enforce it, let's see what happens then. You know what I mean? But to be honest with you, I think that they've got they watched what happened with the ATF, and they've got a little bit of a taste of how we play. And I don't think that they want to play anymore. Literally, we're 2 months past their deadline that they told us that we had to remove the sign by. And instead of removing a sign, we gave them the middle finger. So, yeah, and they've done absolutely nothing about it, which is kind of it's amusing to watch, you know. And I think a lot of times the government does this. They just throw these threats at you and tell you they're going to throw you in jail and they're going to give you all these fines. But really, when it comes down to it, their power is somewhat restricted to letter writing. And so they can write all the letters they want to write. It's not going to change anything. The sign's staying up.
That's sort of that's really a good object lesson, isn't it? Because I've said many times that the whole basis behind civility is the people, just the regular residents, not government, not police, and everything else. And since all that power resides with the people, when the people decide to say no, they're just basically left scratching their heads, aren't they?
For the most part, there's nothing they can do about it after that point. I mean, when they come down, these people are used to sitting up on their throne, and they've got their little authorities that they think they can throw out, and they think they can do whatever it is that they want, even if it is contrary to the law, and everybody's going to go along with them. And they're really not used to somebody here, like, saying no to them. And so whenever they hear those words, no, they almost don't even know how to react. It's actually somewhat funny to watch. You know what I mean? Because they get this confused look on their face. Like, what do you mean you're telling me no? I just told you I was going to throw you in jail. And you say, no, you're not going to do that either. And they just, you know what I mean? They almost go cross-eyed for a second. They don't even know how to react to you.
They picked the wrong veteran to mess with, didn't they?
Well, they shouldn't be messing with anybody. It's not just me. They shouldn't be messing with anybody. Their job is to ensure that the American people have, you know, civil liberties and freedoms. It's not to take those civil liberties and freedoms away because they want to. It's, you know, it's ludicrous. It's just like this idiot that went on this shooting spree the other day. And, you know, I went through and read some of his manifesto, and this guy was so far gone in his mind that he actually said that he wanted to be the supreme divine ruler of the world, and that the world would be a whole lot better off if he was. That he could build a big giant tower and oversee the concentration camp that he had every woman on the planet starving to death in. And it's a completely ridiculous idea for him to say these things, but it's really not that far off from where a lot of politicians are these days. You know, I mean, we've got, Barbara Boxer or Diane? I think it was Barbara Boxer. It was Barbara Boxer or Diane Feinstein that sat up and just chewed an army general out because he called her ma'am instead of calling her senator. And she said, well, I've earned the title of senator. You know, blah, 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 blah. I want to be called senator. It's like, give me a break. When did you stop working for us and we started working for you? You know, when did that happen? Because that's not the way that this country is supposed to work. not even close to the way this country is supposed to work. If you're a politician, guess what? You're a servant. And I think we should probably change the title to servant. Maybe that'll actually, you know, deflate that ego they got and pop that balloon for a head that all of them are walking around with.
Probably have to compromise with that. You'd probably have to call them Senator Servant.
Senator Servant. There you go.
And Representative Servant. Anyway, I want to tell you, I want to thank you for taking the time and keeping me in the loop. Anytime that you've got this, these new things coming up, certainly let's talk about them. And we'll talk about other things as well as things go on. But Dimitri is doing exactly what the entire state of New York is doing in Connecticut. And a lot of people say that takes a lot of courage for those people in Connecticut and New York to do, except they haven't been identified. Dimitri has been identified, and yet he still does it. So for everybody out there that is afraid, and for everybody out there that thinks the man is going to come and get you, look to him and look at his example. And this, what makes Dimitri is what makes America great. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yes, sir. You stay safe.
All right, you too.
I would tell him to stay below the radar, except he's just not going to do that. He just isn't going to play that game. And that's all it takes, to simply just tell yourself right now, this minute, that we're not going to play this republic-constricting game. You too can say no. And you'll get the same reaction. When you say no, you'll get the same reaction. When the framers were fighting in the Revolution, if they'd been caught, they would have been hanged from the nearest tree. No hearing, no due process, just hung and left there. And yet they did it anyway. 97% of the population was not behind them, and yet they did it anyway. A determined group of people, no matter what their size, that is bound to see their realization come to pass, is a very formidable enemy, no matter what their size. And you, America, gun-owning America, you are gigantic. The only thing lacking to complete this circle is your determination. Once that falls into place, the Republic is rescued. Bear that in mind. This weekend, we'll get back on the track Monday. Between now and then, I want you to remember this as always. It's never been about gun control, not ever. It's always going to be, and it, as it always has been, about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.